The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To the Eric Metaxas Show.
If the plural of octopus is octopi and the plural of hippopotamus is hippopotami, what's the plural of Metaxas? Metaxi? Metaxae? Or maybe Metaxas is?
Whoops, I sprung a leak.
Anyway, I'm just glad there's only one of them, and here he is,
Eric Metaxas.
Oh, thanks.
Metaxas. Metaxas.
Thanks. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I am in the studio with our friend Ken Fish.
I'm back again.
And Ken, the plural of fish is fish, unless they're different species, in which case it is then fishes. Most people don't know that. If there's a pile of flounder here and a pile of halibut here, and you say, oh, why are they halibut? Just for the halibut. What do you want from me?
Right.
So there's flounder and there's halibut. I would say, how many fishes are here? But if it's only halibut, or it's only flounder, then it's how many fish. It's just, to me, the most important thing of this show is establishing that. So now we're done. Ken, everything else from here, it's gravy. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Great to be back.
Okay. So I wanted to talk to you. We had dinner last night, and
right.
We talked about something which I thought was very provocative and exciting, and I begged you to talk about this on the air, and you said no. And then I said, Ken, it's important. You need to do this. And finally, you agreed. And we're now going to talk about a big question. The question is, when will Jesus return?
Right.
That's the question.
That's the question.
Okay. Now, in my lifetime, I've heard people talk about this over and over and over again. And a lot of times people say interesting things. A lot of times people say stupid things. You don't say stupid things. You say very interesting things. I thought, let's talk about this.
All right.
Okay. So, where do we start?
I think we start with the book of Daniel.
Okay. Now, by the way, every time you look away from the mic, you're a smart guy. You should know this. You're going to – can you want to pull the mic closer to you so it doesn't do that? No, down. Okay. There we go.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to look at the book of Daniel.
Right.
Okay.
We're going to look at the book of Daniel mainly because it's the first place in the Bible where we have any clear indication of the timing of Jesus' return. There are other places that speak of a coming Messiah, speak of the end time, speak of Mount Zion, speak of the Messiah seated on the throne that will be on Mount Zion. But the sense of timing, the when of that, is not as clear in the Old Testament.
Okay. So
in Daniel, we have Daniel the prophet who has been put into exile. He was taken away before the kingdom of Judah fell to the Babylonians.
So we're talking around 7th century?
6th century.
6th century.
6th century.
Okay.
And the book of Daniel opens by saying that Daniel and three of his friends were taken away, and they were captive in the kingdom of Babylon. And they, you know, they go into a training program, and they ultimately become high officials within the Babylonian system. Later, of course, as time goes on, the Persians and the Medes, or Medes and the Persians, as people usually say it, conquer the Babylonians. And the Babylonian Empire is succeeded by the Persian Empire. And even through that transition, Daniel remains a high-ranking official.
Okay.
So Daniel's context is clearly the post-Jerusalem time frame after the fall of the city in 586 BC to King Nebuchadnezzar.
Okay. Now, I'm sure we've lost a lot of people, so I just want to circle back. You're Ken Fish. Eric Metaxas. We're talking about a big question.
Right.
What is the end of all things? When does Jesus return?
That's right.
And I think the reason I wanted to talk to you about it is because there's so much confusing talk on this subject, and there's been so much confusing talk over the years, and so many people have predicted it when it didn't end up happening, that I think a lot of people have tuned out. Right. A lot of people have said, I don't know, I don't care, I want to get on with my life. But what you said last night in the restaurant, I thought, this I have never heard. And part of the question I want to ask you is, why have I never heard this? So I don't know if you want to get to that first or you want to come to that later.
We can talk about it now. I think the main reason you haven't heard it before is the position that I'm about to explain is much more well understood within the Jewish community than the Christian community.
Okay, and let's be clear. You have a view of these things, which I already said this, I haven't heard, and
right.
You understand the Jewish point of view. And I guess, well, to cut to the chase, let's cut to the chase and then we'll work backwards. You said yesterday that you thought Jesus would return around the year 2040.
Correct.
Well, I just about fell out of my chair because I have heard so much on this subject, but I have never heard anybody give a date. And then, of course, people say, well, you're not supposed to give a date. And that's a whole other subject.
Right.
But you are so well versed in the Christian and the Jewish view of this that you came up with something that just struck me as fascinating. So when you said 2040, I said, wait a second. Where do you get that from?
Right.
So you took us to Daniel at the dinner table last night.
Right.
And take us back in to give us the timing, and then let's work backwards from that.
Right. Okay. So the passage that I read at dinner last night is in Daniel 12, and it says, verse 11, "And from the time that the regular burnt offering is taken away or abolished, and the abomination that makes desolate, commonly called the abomination that causes desolation, is set up, there shall be 1,290 days." Now, that's a very clear timeline. "Blessed is he who waits and arrives at the 1,335 days."
Okay. Now, give us that again, that whole sentence, because I want to understand this. There are a lot of people I know listening. They're driving down the road. This is tough stuff.
Right.
Okay.
So the passage says, "From the time that the regular burnt offering is abolished or taken away, and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days."
Okay, now hold on. The first part of that, the time of the what?
Abolition of the burnt offering.
Okay, so for people who don't understand, some people get this, but most people don't get this. The temple was used by Jews,
yes,
as a place of sacrifice. There,
yes,
was ritual sacrifice. That stopped in 70 AD.
But it also stopped in 586.
Okay. So why did it stop in 586?
Because Nebuchadnezzar conquered the city and destroyed the temple and carried off the vessels and the Jews into captivity.
Okay. So Daniel is referring to 586.
Correct, because that's his context. He was a captive taken shortly before the city fell to Nebuchadnezzar.
Right.
And when he gets this revelation, 70 AD is still about 500 years in the future.
Okay.
So he could have been looking into the future, and many people have interpreted all of his prophecies in a futurist way. But Daniel's context is the way we should understand the passage, at least at first cut.
Okay. So he says, when the end of ritual sacrifice happens in the temple, this is his prophecy.
That's it.
From that moment until the abomination of desolation is 1,290 years.
Correct. Okay. A day being a year,
okay,
in the prophetic interpretation.
So that's what he says. So if that's correct, 586 BC, which history knows, that's when things ended in the temple.
The, okay, ninth of Av in the Jewish calendar.
Okay, so we know exactly when this happened, 586 BC. He says it's 1,290 years till the appearance of what is called the abomination of desolation.
Correct.
Which is a horrifying concept for a Jew.
That's correct.
And what is the abomination of desolation?
Well, let's focus on the desolation word first. It means that which is which causes the temple area to be desolate, no longer usable for the purposes that it was intended for.
Okay, so the abomination of desolation. Now, Jesus talks about that as well.
Yes, he does.
It's a scary concept, the abomination of desolation. A lot of people talk about Darius who brings a pig into it or something like that?
It wasn't Darius. It was a ruler named Antiochus Epiphanes.
There you go.
And he was a successor to the Greek Empire. So you have to understand a little bit of biblical history. You've got the Babylonian Empire, the Medes and the Persians, and then the Greek Empire. Yeah. It breaks up. Antiochus becomes one of its successor rulers.
Okay. I wish I had a chalkboard because this is complicated. Stick around, folks. We're going to get to the bottom of it. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Well, I want to thank you now for being patient with me. Oh, it's so hard to see when my eyes are on me. I guess I have to trust and just believe what you say.
I'm just so upset. I'm having so much trouble getting to sleep. Only to wake up in the middle of the night worrying all over again. I'm wearing down. There's no one I trust, no one I can open up to. But I've got to find someone I can talk to. I can't keep going on like this.
She found help, and so can you. We are Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. Our Christian counselors are all licensed, trained, and experienced, qualified and certified by the state board, but more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. We'd like to invite you to try your first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling, we're here when you need us.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
It was Jesus who first called his followers a city upon a hill, a light for all to see. Since then, John Winthrop, Abraham Lincoln, JFK, and Ronald Reagan have echoed those words for those who call America home. Join author and SRN radio host Eric Metaxas as he lifts up this message and headlines the 2018 Remember America Speaker Series, Friday, April 6th in Lancaster, PA. This special event, sponsored by Dayspring Christian Academy, reminds Americans of their unique heritage of liberty that is founded on biblical principles. Remember America brings to life the important ideas Eric captures in his book, If You Can Keep It. The Remember America Speaker Series with Eric Metaxas is Friday, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the Lancaster County Convention Center. Tickets and sponsorships are available by calling 717-344-5584 or go to dayspringchristian.com. dayspringchristian.com.
If you're a timeshare owner, getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. And since maintenance bills are taking a bite out of your savings, now is the right time to make the call to Lone Star Transfer to simplify your life and improve your financial situation. They know how hard it can be to find a company you can trust. So take the word of over 5,000 timeshare owners they have helped get out of their timeshares legally and ethically. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They are passionate and committed to helping you get out of your timeshare as quickly and effortlessly as possible. Call Lone Star Transfer today for a no-obligation consultation and let them get you out of your timeshare the right way. Call toll-free 855-551-7066. That's 855-551-7066. That number again, 855-551-7066, or visit them online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Ooh, dream weaver, I believe you can get me through the night. Ooh, dream weaver, I believe we can reach the morning light.
arrested right now. Who am I? My name's Eric Metaxas. I'm doing a show. Ken Fish is sitting here with me, and we're talking about the time of the end, the end times. I have a little piece of paper right here that makes this very clear. And if we were doing the show on camera for a longer period of time, I would have a chalkboard or something in front of me.
PowerPoint, yeah.
But so last night you said something to me that was so astounding, and I said, I want to see if we can explain this to my audience, because this is – it's at least interesting. Let's put it that way. People might disagree. But so Daniel says that when the time of the sacrifice at the temple ends, which is 586 B.C., from that time until the abomination of desolation is 1,290 years. So that takes us to the year 706 A.D.
Right.
What happened on the Temple Mount in 706 A.D.?
It was in that year that the Golden Dome of the Rock Mosque was began construction.
Hello. What?
There was a mosque that was built there during one of the caliphates, and it's still there to this day.
I was just there last week.
Right.
The Golden Dome of the Rock, the mosque on the top of what used to be the place where the temple stood, that Daniel's talking about.
That's correct.
You're telling me that it is, in fact, precisely 1,290 years between 586 B.C. and 706 A.D.
Right.
So if Daniel is correct.
Correct.
The abomination of desolation to a Jew, to a Christian, is the building of the mosque on this holy place of Christians.
And the reason is, if you were to attempt to reconstruct the temple, which under Jewish law would be necessary in order to reinstitute the sacrificial system,
right.
Christians don't think it's necessary because the blood of Jesus is sufficient. But if a Jew wanted to have that happen, you couldn't make that occur without triggering World War III.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. When I was there a couple of weeks ago in Israel, and you look at it, I mean, I've known this, but when you're there and you look at it, and you've been there, it is an astounding thing that the holiest place, the place where Jesus walked, the place where the Jews had sacrifices for generations, the place where Solomon built his temple, that very place is now occupied by a mosque. It's
right.
It's an amazing concept. Even if you're not persuaded about the apocalyptic history that we're discussing,
right.
It's nonetheless historically amazing.
Yep.
That there's a mosque there, a huge mosque built on the rock. It's called the Dome of the Rock because it's the very rock where Abraham was thought to have
prepared to sacrifice Isaac. Yeah.
So the history is just crushing levels of history.
Absolutely.
Okay, so 706 AD is when the Dome of the Rock began being constructed. So according to what you're saying, the Dome of the Rock is, according to Daniel and according to the scripture, that is the abomination of desolation.
And it would be viewed that under Jewish thinking for this simple reason. That's the holiest site in Judaism, and so there shouldn't be any other god worshipped there.
Right.
And that mosque is dedicated to somebody other than Yahweh.
Right.
So and because it's there, its presence means that the Holy of Holies and the temple remain desolate. They remain unbuilt. They remain deconstructed.
And obviously, ever since Israel began to exist in 1948, Jews have been thinking about this. And the Orthodox Jews and ultra-Orthodox Jews in particular have been thinking, how can we allow this?
That's
so
exactly
it's a
right.
very, very it's a very dangerous place in a sense.
Yeah, well, and as you know, there is this one area kind of below the Temple Mount. You kind of go through the tunnels, but you can approach within about 100 meters of what is believed to be the exact site of the Holy of Holies. But there have been different times when the administration of the city has been Arab rather than Jewish, where that kind of tunneling and excavating has been halted because it's getting too close to, well, the Holy of Holies. It's also for that reason threatening to the, you know, the Muslim quarter. So it's, I mean, this is the most hotly contested piece of real estate on the planet.
I don't think anything comes near to it.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely
right.
Nothing. So, okay. So how do you get from 706 AD to, we said 2040 or 2041 AD?
Right.
How did you get from 1290 years from 586 to 706 AD, this 1290 years, and Daniel says 1290 days. What's the next piece?
So let me just clarify that, and then I'll answer the question.
Yeah.
First clarifier, I already said it, but just in case people missed it. So the way we are thinking about this prophetically is a day is worth a year. So 1290 days in the passage I read means 1290 years.
Yeah.
And many people believe that the abomination that causes desolation was when this Greek emperor Antiochus desolated a rebuilt temple that had been rebuilt under Zerubbabel and Joshua the high priest, Haggai, Zechariah, Ezra, Nehemiah. This is all the post-exilic literature of the Bible. All five books of the Bible, Ezra, Nehemiah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, all five of those are written after the book of Daniel. So some people think the time clock began with Antiochus, but I'm telling you, because of Daniel's context,
right,
he would have only understood this as the abolition of the sacrifice being Nebuchadnezzar's abolition through the destruction, not the one that occurred 400 years later under Antiochus.
Okay, so 70 A.D., is off the table in terms of what we're talking
correct
about right now.
That's correct.
Okay. So following your timeline, 586 BC to 706 AD is 1290 years.
Right.
And then what?
And then Daniel continues and he says, now, given all that, blessed is he who waits and arrives at the 1,335 days. Now, most Christian scholars and theologians, if they're looking at this prophetic timeline, they don't know what to do with 1335. And there will be some of your listeners who will be familiar with what we call pre-millennial dispensationalism, in which people talk about the tribulation and they talk about, does the rapture occur at the beginning of it or in the middle of it or at the end of it?
Right.
There's a whole conversation about that. We're not going to go into that right
yeah
now. But for some of them, they will be familiar with that, but they will know that this 1290 days, that's widely viewed as 3.5 years in that framework. But nobody knows what to do with 1335. If you take the 1335 and you add 1,335 years, because a day is a year, mm-hmm, to the number 706, you arrive at the year 2041. And we are in the year 2018, which means we would be in the vicinity right now of when Jesus would return. Now, I want to say quickly, because somebody, or the light phones are going to light up, someone's going to say, well, Jesus said no one knows the day and the hour. And that's correct. We don't know the day and the hour. But he did say, when a fig tree puts forth its leaves, you know the season of fruit bearing is at hand. What he was saying was, you can know the approximate interval, the approximate season,
right,
so you'll be on your guard and you're ready to go. And what that would suggest is there's some kind of a meaningful big event that's probably 23 or so years out in front of us. And I say or so because there's a couple of qualifiers I want to put on that. But I know you want to ask a question, so I'll let you ask your question before I—
Well, there are so many questions. I think that, first of all, you know, when you're reading the text, you're already assuming something. When somebody says that there's 1,290 days between this and this, and I mean, other people have interpreted this differently. So I guess my question is, how have other people interpreted this? What do most people today, or what do a lot of people today say about the end time?
The scholarship I've read about that 1335, it's, well, the Jews have their own point of view, and I'm following more of a Jewish line of thinking than the Christian line of thinking.
Now, when you say Jewish, in other words, if I spoke to an Orthodox Jew today,
rabbi, that's right,
a rabbi, he would be likely to say what you're saying.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's exactly right. Whereas much of the, you know, book writing and theology writing that's gone on in the Christian community, they pretty much ignore that 1335 because it doesn't really fit any of their paradigms. The 1290 does, because they've kind of turned that into a literal 3.5 year period. But they go, well,
Wait. They say 1290 days doesn't mean 1290 years.
Correct.
They mean it actually means literally 1290
and
days.
And that's where they deal with this matter of the tribulation. I mean, we're starting to get a little bit to where people will get lost. So I'm trying to keep
this
very
clear. Oh, I think we've lost everyone already, so keep going.
But the line of reasoning that I'm following is much more consistent with traditional Jewish thinking about this.
Okay.
So we get to 1335 on top of 706. That puts us to 2041.
Now, why does the 1335 not date back from 586? I must have missed that.
Because it follows the 1290 days, which follows 586. So it's 586, negative 586 is our start point. Roll it forward, 1290 gets you to 706 plus. Yep. I'm on the AD side of the line.
Yep.
And then add 1335 beyond that.
Okay, which brings us to 2041.
Right.
And the end of time as we know it. No problem. We'll be right back talking to Ken Fish. That's Fish Singular. I'm Eric Metaxas, also singular. MetaxasTalk.com is the website.
Electricity starts to flow, and my indicator starts to glow. I'm just a love machine.
Are you still treating unwanted pests in your home with toxic chemicals? Being a parent or pet owner, surely that would concern you, yes? Forget about wasting money on those cheap ultrasonic devices that claim to emit sounds, but don't penetrate walls, furniture, or other obstacles. Plug-in Pest-Free has been the innovator in electromagnetic pest control technology, and for decades we've kept pests out of homes and businesses like yours around the world. Plug-in Pest-Free works along the wiring of your home or business, pulse-modulating the existing electromagnetic field, reaching deep inside the cavities of your walls, cupboards, and other inaccessible areas where conventional methods can't reach. Plug-in Pest-Free is maintenance-free and environmentally friendly. So plug in a pest-free today for long-term, cost-effective electronic pest control at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off and free shipping. Order yours today at gopestfree.com. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling, not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire Infrared from besthotgrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire Demo Program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
I didn't know that I had a groove thing. I'm going to have to look into that. We don't have time. I'm talking to Ken Fish. Ken Fish, we're talking about when Jesus will return. Hey, there's a light conversation for dinner time. For dinner time. When will Jesus return? You say, according to this timeline, 2041 AD.
Well, let's be a little more nuanced. That might well be the year.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It doesn't actually say he will return here. It just says, blessed is he who waits and arrives at the 1335 days, which means there's a big event, but we don't know exactly what that big event is. It might well be the return of the Messiah. Possibly it's something else, though. Still very significant. I mean, it would be a world-changing event.
Well, like, well, the Cubs winning the World Series? What could it be?
I mean, you know, the Muslims would say it might be the arrival of the 12th Mahdi. I mean, you know, there's a lot of ways.
Now,
to...
do Christians and Jews think of the 12th Mahdi as the Antichrist?
Some Christians, if they had enough education to know what that is, might. But certainly the Muslims would not call that one the Antichrist.
But of course, the Muslims wouldn't. But well, I'm not a Muslim. I'm a Christian. So right. I'm trying to understand what is the Christian eschatology regarding the Mahdi.
I don't think that's been well thought through is the real answer.
Sounds like you're dodging it.
No.
Okay. All right. So listen, the world's going to end in about 20 years. What should we do in the meantime?
Well, but wait a minute. There's a couple more nuances here, right? So one of them is – I'm assuming that these 1335 are solar years. If they're lunar years, because the Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar, we might be about 7 years shorter than that.
Now, hang on. You just introduced another confusing topic. So there are lunar years and solar years.
Yes.
What is a lunar year?
Well, it's 12 lunar months.
Okay. And so 12 lunar months is how long?
28 days.
No, 12 lunar months is how long?
12 lunar months.
It's just a few days short of
a full year, yeah. It's about 30 days short of a full calendar year.
Sounds like it's three bricks shy of a full load.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so
there could be a foreshortening that brings us up to about 2034. And that's why I say we might know the season. The fig leaves are on the tree, and we know the figs will come in. But to pin it down and say for sure 2041, I think that's a little more than I want to say.
So if it's lunar years as opposed to solar, a solar year is 365 and a quarter days.
Correct.
A lunar year is a little shorter. So if we're talking lunar years, it takes us to 2034 AD.
Roughly, yes.
Okay. So we have 7 years less to live or whatever it is. But I think what this proves, though, is that Donald Trump will not blow the world up in the next 3 years.
I guess it does. Yeah.
I think the scripture is very clear on that.
Right.
Okay. So when you say something significant is going to happen, you're saying it could be the return of Jesus. What else could it be, seriously?
Maybe they rebuild the temple then, and we do get World War III.
It's hard, having been in Israel, when you look at the Dome of the Rock and you think of the simmering tensions, it's hard to believe that anything could happen whereby the Jewish temple could be rebuilt. In other words, it would be World War III for sure. Otherwise, there's no, you know, it doesn't quite make sense.
Right.
I assume that there are extreme Jewish sects which are interested in blowing up the mosque.
I'm sure that's right, and I think that's why the government of Israel takes great pains to secure that entire area, because they don't want to be engaged in, you know, provocative behavior or allowing it to go on their watch.
Where do you stand on the issue of breeding red heifers? Can we talk about that?
That's a red herring.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I do want to say one other thing. So we've talked about 2041 as our midpoint. We've talked about a possible foreshortening to about 2034.
Right.
Someone might say, well, what's the back end of this thing? So the mosque construction began in 706, but there were some renovations and other things that went on. And it was, you know, finally done in 722. So that's 16 years beyond. So if we added 16 years to 2041, we might be looking in the mid-2050s, 2057, assuming a solar year, not a lunar year. So I would say things are going to get very interesting for us here on the Earth somewhere between about 2035 and about 2055. There's a period of time there that we need to keep our eye on, and I would expect that the return of the Lord will occur somewhere in that interval. But we can't pin it down.
That's a dramatic statement, my friend.
I'm following scripture.
And I'm still everybody says they're following scripture who studies this stuff, and I've never heard anyone say this. That's why when you said it at dinner, I thought, whoa, I want to get you on the air to talk about this, because I've heard people say all kinds of things. Of course, Harold Camping said it would be 1994. and I think he must have been off, because we're
still here. Right.
But although he's not. But the thing is that there's so much controversy on this that I really do think a lot of times people just say, anybody who talks about that is by definition insane. I don't want anything to do with it. That's not your view.
Well, hopefully I'm not insane. I don't think I am. But, you know, there's a couple of other verses we can look at that Jesus talked about. Now, I'm reading from Matthew's gospel. I've got my Bible here in the studio. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, he says, "And this gospel of the kingdom..." Kingdom's a big word. We've talked about it a bit here, but implied in it is the idea of the return of the Messiah and the establishment of the Messianic rule from the Mount.
Right.
This will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So we know there's going to be a widespread preaching of the gospel. He also says it was after the tribulation of those days, after the 1335, that the sun is darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the powers of the heavens are shaken.
We're going to have to come back to that. We'll be right back. The Silvers on the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, I want to talk to you about Relief Factor.
Yes.
Can I talk to you about Relief Factor?
Please.
You got a second? You got a second? Sit down.
Okay.
Because this is important. A lot of people live with pain, okay?
I live with pain.
I'm not talking about pain in the neck people. I'm talking about people who live with pain in their own bodies,
yes.
Right? I was one of those people.
Really?
You just think, well, this is normal. If I run, I'm going to have hip pain. I'm going to have a back pain. That's just the price. Okay. Relief Factor is something that has helped me. It is all naturally, or you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say it's botanicals. Whatever the heck it is, it's four ingredients that you can take all day long. They're not toxic, okay? And you go to relieffactor.com, you get the quick start pack for $19.95. You can see within 3 weeks for sure whether it'll work for you. It works for most people, okay? It did work for me. Dennis Prager raves about it. Hugh Hewitt raves about it. But it doesn't only work for radio hosts. It could work for you. Seriously, like, this is good stuff. Relieffactor.com is the website. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. Did I say it? Relieffactor.com.
You like freedom? I do. You like money? Well, I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by March 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.claimfreedomchecks.com before the March 1st deadline. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your laptop. Your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. One weak link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against the threats of today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV. Your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web. And online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell's connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Eric Metaxas Show, a little Linda Ronstadt for you. We're talking to Ken Fish about the end of the world. Ken, go ahead. You were reading out of
the Gospel of Matthew.
Matthew, and I've heard this said many, many times. People say, when's the world going to end? And it says, well, Jesus said, when this gospel of the kingdom is preached through all the nations, then the end will come. And the word nations is the Greek ethnos, meaning all the people groups. When this gospel of Jesus is preached throughout the world, effectively speaking, Jesus says, then the end will come. And we're right. Coming close to that point.
We're getting nearer. There are still a number of ethno-linguistic groups that don't know the gospel, but we're getting closer.
But the Museum of the Bible and the Green family, they're funding this thing to create the Bible translations for all of those groups that don't have it. And they say by 2030 something, they'll all have it.
Isn't that an interesting time frame given what we just talked about?
Unfortunately, it is.
Yeah. So Jesus goes on. He says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Now, there's a lot there, and I'll just have to summarize it because we don't have enough time. But the powers of the heavens refer to the celestial powers, and they refer to high-level demonic rulers. The word is the same idea that we see in the writings of Paul, where he talks about the stoicheia, the ruling spirits of the universe. So they will be shaken, but it's after the tribulation. And you notice that Daniel had said, blessed is the one who endures, who hangs in there, who perseveres through 1,335 years. Then we get this shaking of the powers of the heavens, and then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man. So as those powers are shaken, then Jesus returns. And then he goes on, he says, now from the fig tree, and I've mentioned this already, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see all these things, the things that we're just talking about, you know that he is near at the very gates. So it could be 2041 is when Jesus returns. It might be a little sooner. It might be a little later. But I think we can say with a reasonable degree of confidence, we are living in the times of the end, but we're not quite yet to the end of the end. Mm-hmm. But we should be living in that manner. And that's why Jesus says, verse 44, therefore you must also be ready. Stay awake, for you do not know the exact hour at which your Lord is coming. And then he talks about this parable of the 10 virgins, how 5 didn't have oil in their lamps, but 5 did, right, and an extra can to fill up the lamp.
Right.
The whole context is suggesting that we can be knowledgeable and wise about when this is, and we need to have our hearts ready for the return of Christ, and we should be living as though we are in the end times because we are.
Now, a lot of people in the prophetic world, you know many of these folks, talk about an end time harvest of souls, mm-hmm, that many people are going to come to faith at the end. I've heard a lot mentioned along this line, and I never know quite what to make of it. Somebody prophesied that when Billy Graham left this world, that there would be a sign. That kind of stuff always attracts me. It's always interesting. I don't know whether to take it seriously, however. What do you make of that statement?
Well, there are a lot of people who take it very seriously, and there was actually a second sign that was given. It was the passing of Oral Roberts. So it was first Oral and then Billy, and as these two—
But didn't Oral Roberts leave this world quite a few years ago?
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of times the Lord drops these markers. We tend to think if they don't occur within 2 nanoseconds of each other, because we're used to living at, you know, the speed of New York and microwaving everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the prophetic time clock, 20 years or so is really a drop in the bucket.
Okay, so, but have a number of prophets declared that the passing of Billy Graham would be seen? What have they said?
He only passed a couple days ago. And there have been a number of articles published. You can look them up on the internet from a wide variety of people who are generally considered to be prophets. And in so many words, they're all saying that Billy Graham's passing is the marking of a new season of evangelism, of a great harvest, that the billion soul harvest prophecy will come to pass now, and that there are new evangelistic mantles, meaning anointings for evangelism and ingathering, that are being released across the earth. And I'd say, I was pretty busy, so I wasn't just going around looking for these things, but I think I probably got half a dozen emails that day from different people, and they were all saying essentially the same thing. Now, they could have been quoting each other, but they all came out at about the same moment, so I don't think they had time to collaborate.
Yeah, I think – was it Benny Hinn who originally said that God said this to him?
Yes.
Okay, because people have a lot of mixed feelings about Benny Hinn. Have there been others who've got it independent of Benny Hinn?
Well, Mark Sharona, who's a very visible personality down in Florida, with, by the way, 3 doctorates, he did a broadcast about this the day that Billy Graham died. trying to think. Today's what, the 23rd? I think it was 2 days ago. So, I mean, we're only talking a couple days past. But Mark Sharona broadcast something. There's a well-known prophetess in Australia. She posted something through her blog. I mean, I could start naming some of the names, but the point is it's bigger than Benny Hinn.
Good.
How do you really feel about that?
Well, no. I don't know quite what I make of Benny Hinn. I have a story in my miracles book regarding a healing in a Benny Hinn crusade. And a lot of people took great exception to that, said that they burned the book or threw it away or stopped reading or something like that. But the fact is, it's a very dear friend of mine, Paul Teske, who was dramatically healed. I have no reason to doubt him. So I think that, you know, I think one of the things that's important to me is to tell people who call themselves Christians to stop being so negative and stop worrying about, you know, who's off. Everybody's off. This guy's a jerk. That guy's a jerk. Look, we're all off. It's not irrelevant. But I think that we have to be careful because we take too much carnal delight in finding errors in others. And so when people put down Joel Osteen or Joyce Meyer or whoever it is, they can have good reasons. But I do get worried because I think that that's more negative than it is positive. It doesn't mean that I agree with everything that some of these people say. But we're kind of living in those times, or maybe after the fall, we've been living in those times for forever. But we'll be right back talking to Ken Fish. Stick around. This is Eric Metaxas, and you know I believe America was founded as a beacon of liberty for the world. As I write in my book, If You Can Keep It, if we are to keep this republic, we have to see it afresh and really understand what it is we're keeping. If you have a heart for this important idea, I want to extend a personal invitation for you to join me at the 2018 Remember America Speaker Series on Friday, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. in Lancaster, Pennsylvania at the Lancaster County Convention Center. This event is sponsored by Dayspring Christian Academy and reminds us of our unique heritage of liberty that was founded upon biblical principles and calls us to let our light so shine for others to see. Join me for an inspirational night that brings a powerful message of hope with inspiring media, choral performances, and me, Eric Metaxas, at the Remember America Speaker Series. Tickets and sponsorships are available at dayspringchristian.com or call 717-344-5584. Visit dayspringchristian.com. That's dayspringchristian.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Let me tell you about Hillsdale College. Do you even know what college means? It means partnership, a place where professors and students work together respectfully, debating each other and exchanging ideas in a search for what is true. But most colleges today sort of indoctrinate students in secular liberal ideology. Sad, but true. They don't allow students to think for themselves or to speak freely in that environment. Hillsdale College is different, which is why I love Hillsdale College. At Hillsdale, students debate ideas openly and honestly. They pursue truth together with the professors in a respectful manner. Imagine that. And I'll tell you something else that's different about Hillsdale. They don't have riots. Imagine college without riots. What is the world coming to? Everybody there lives by an honor code. If you want to find out more about Hillsdale, go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. MetaxasForHillsdale.com. I continue my conversation now with my friend Ken Fish. Ken, we just got a few minutes left. What should we talk about? The end time harvest?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that is a growing sense of hope among the Christian community is that there will be a great ingathering, a great harvest of souls, is the language you often hear used, that the gospel will go forth to all nations as Jesus spoke of in that passage we read from Matthew 24. But, you know, this is actually something that's well-rooted in the pages of the Old Testament. In the closing verses of the book of Isaiah in chapter 66, this is not a part of the Bible that is often preached in Christian circles. It's just overlooked. People don't know what to do with it. But, you know, it says in Isaiah 66, and I'm starting in verse 19, the Lord says he will send survivors among the nations, and then he lists a bunch of them, which many of our readers may not even recognize the names. But it says, to the coastlands far away that have not heard my fame nor seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the nations. So there's this clear idea of the gospel going forth, of the sharing of the glory of God himself and the repute and name of God among the nations. And again, these are all these ethno-linguistic groups. And they shall bring all your brothers from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots and in litters and on mules and on dromedaries, that's camels, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord, just as the Israelites bring their grain offerings in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord, and some of them also I will take for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. And so the clear understanding of Isaiah, the prophetic hope, is that there will be a great ingathering as we approach the day of the Lord, in which many nations, people from all over the world, will be brought in. Well, there was a well-known prophet by the name of Bob Jones, not to be mistaken with the founder of the school in South Carolina, just same name but different person. And he gave a word some years ago about a billion-soul harvest that would precede all of the things we're talking about.
Right.
Well, if that were to happen, that would be one-seventh of the earth coming to Christ in a matter of a few years. That would be a great end-time harvest.
Uh-huh. Sounds pretty positive to me. Maybe we should end on that note.
Okay, we
it's
can do
incredible.
That.
It's incredible. Ken, just great to talk to you. What is your website, sir?
www.kingdomfireministries.org.
Kingdomfireministries.org. So many people enjoy hearing you on this program, so thanks for making yourself available. To be continued. Folks, that's the program. MetaxasTalk.com is the website. Thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.